Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live, was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour.
The sea.
A little Frank for you. Welcome back in. Thanks for being with us.
It lingered there.
Get back into Golden State in the final hour of the show. Some fun with audio. Some surprising Ohio State news, apparently.
Somebody, what are you shrugging your shoulder? What?
What?
Swigard's looking at me like he just sucked on a lemon and shrugging his shoulders like something I did.
Oh, you're an idiot, you know?
I was reading a text because you asked before the break about an MJ doc, and this guy's so excited. He said, I'm stoked like a Christian for Jesus to come. That is next level Jordan fan right there.
That's pretty solid. By the way, if you've been listening for longer than 15 minutes, I will tell you the show that we were talking about, Beyond the Glory.
Yes, that's
come full
what it
circle
was.
There, Beyond
yes.
the Glory. So I was okay. There you go. And then there was one other one. Somebody had a What If 30 for 30 like title on Tim Duncan.
Okay,
I can't find it, but it sounded really funny.
I really couldn't interest you in Duncan.
Not one bit, man.
God,
seriously, not one bit.
A 5-time NBA champ
is one of the greatest of all time.
And there's just nothing there.
Oh, here it is. What if I told you you haven't seen the most boring 30 for 30? ESPN presents the Tim Duncan 30 for 30.
Would you rather watch a Tim Duncan 30 for 30 or Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Duncan.
I honestly probably would.
Give me Duncan.
Honestly would.
Didn't we already see the Patrick Ewing one? Wasn't it the
Well, he was
Big
mixed
East?
In. Big East yeah. one, yeah.
Which, by the way, was fantastic.
It was. It was really good.
He was also mixed in with the Reggie Miller one.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm talking mainly just
right,
on
right, just
them.
On Ewing in his entire life. Yeah, give me Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
Tim, I just, he's, you know, hey.
Kareem or Bill Russell?
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Now we're getting saucy.
Probably Kareem.
Bill has had a very, very interesting life.
Not saying that he hasn't.
I think
it was Kareem's life not interesting.
Dominant black player in the 60s.
In yeah. Boston.
In going, Boston?
Yeah.
I'd still probably
I think I'd pick Bill Russell. I saw, for the most part, almost all of Kareem's career.
Right, but
including
seeing
the tail end of his college career.
Okay, that's fair. And I've seen a lot of Jordan, but I want behind-the-scenes stuff that I didn't see.
Well, and that's the beauty of 30 for 30s. It's right. what can you shine a light on that we don't know anything about?
Sure.
That was my biggest argument, because I was amped up for the Tyson Holyfield one, because it was like, okay, I remember watching these fights.
Yeah, it was a total dud. They just showed clips of everything we already saw.
It was like, okay, I've seen this. Like, I didn't learn anything new. And that's where, I mean, that leads us into
that
Tyson.
That's the question. Is he going to tell us what happened for the flu game? Is he going to...
Right. Well,
if
and that's
he's
what
he's going to give us
happen.
The same line of crap he gave us before, then wow, that's 10. Is it 10 1-hour episodes?
That we don't know. But before we get too far, so I'll explain. This is what's happening. Did we pull this, by the way? Do we have the trailer ready to go? Did we send that? No, that didn't happen. The email?
I never sent it to him.
Okay, we didn't send it to you. Okay.
Can you try to find that Swigard?
It's like 45 seconds.
If you
long.
Just, yeah.
So ESPN and Netflix announced today.
30 for 30 tweeted it out,
yes,
Swigard.
It is a 10-part docuseries called The Last Dance, and it will chronicle Michael Jordan's run with the Bulls during the 1990s. And it sounds like focus on mostly the 1998 season, his last NBA championship that he won. And there's a lot of questions that come of this. One, and you brought this up to me before the show. So they apparently have a lot of footage from a documentary series that was filmed during that time.
The NBA TV Network.
NBA TV Network. And he's never allowed it to air. So they have a lot of footage and stuff from that 90s Jordan run that they can go back and use.
The 1998 season, they had a crew follow the team around the whole year.
Right. And apparently, as we're mentioning, it's all about access and what you're going to find out from guys. Jordan is 100% on board with this.
Which he never was before. He didn't want a lot of things out there.
No, I mean, he hasn't done a tell-all book. There's been no long, you know, he doesn't sit down for interviews. I think he's maybe done some stuff in like 60 minutes, but the guy's a hermit. He never comes out and he talks. So that's where I think the intrigue is. The only complaint that I have about this, and it's only one, the 10-part thing.
Well,
that's a lot. That's a season of Game of Thrones.
Sure.
You know, if every episode is great and it's awesome for an hour after I watch it, I will take back said complaint.
How many episodes of Hard Knocks do we get?
Five.
Is it five?
Yeah, because you have the first one, and then they play four games, basically. It's like five episodes.
Okay, so I haven't seen Amazon's. I know they do one on Prime.
The only one that's comparable to this would be the OJ in America one. Remember the OJ 30 for 30? They aired on like ABC 2. That was...
OJ was pretty long.
That was a bunch of different pieces to it.
Yeah. I don't know. What are they saying there, an hour each? Is this a 10-hour or is it half hour?
It is unclear whether those 10 parts will be 30, 60, 90. We don't know yet.
If you give me 30 minutes an episode, I can deal with that. That's five. I mean, you're talking five episodes.
Yeah. The OJ one, by the way, was five parts. So this is twice as long.
Oh, it's 10-part. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So this is a 10-parter. But the OJ ones were all pretty long. I mean, I want to say they were
really stinking good, weren't they?
They were all good. They were all good. So we don't know quite yet what this is going to be. But I will say, as somebody who watched the vast majority of Michael Jordan's career, I can't wait for this. Like, when you have a chance to get inside access to one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, that's something as a sports fan we want about all our athletes. And I'm pumped for this.
I think the closest we've gotten was Wright Thompson's piece.
Yes.
Or the Hall of Fame speech. That's the closest to the real Michael Jordan we've ever got outside of pictures. Like pictures of him in a hotel, chilling, hanging out with a drink or whatever, a cigar. You just don't get much access. So for him to allow this, one, it just tells me he's at a point in his life he doesn't care anymore. He sold enough shoes. His shoe sales are probably just going to go even higher if he comes off a certain way. I'm excited to get the behind-the-scenes stuff that I never had access to, nor did anybody, outside of people covering the team or people on the team.
Right.
Because that will be the real snapshot of Michael Jordan. But again, I think he is going to always be the athlete who gets to live without an expectation. He is the athlete that will forever be known as being the guy 6-for-6 in finals with six mm-hmm. finals MVPs and five regular season MVPs. The most competitive, crazy, driven person the league has ever seen. And I think if this shows that he's even more of an a-hole than we even thought, I think it's actually only going to help him. Whereas almost any other athlete is probably not getting away with that. Mm. LeBron certainly wouldn't. Kobe certainly wouldn't. Shaq certainly wouldn't. You name it. I don't think anybody would except Michael Jordan.
Hmm. It's hard to disagree with that. It really is.
You talk all-time players. Yeah. You know, we knew Kobe was a jerk. You show that he's even more of a jerk than you thought. And I think you get some people go, man, that's tough to fit. I think with right. Jordan, there's just an air about him and who he was as an athlete in the NBA at that point. Like I've always said, if you put Jordan in the NBA now, his athleticism would be fun because he'd be going against other athletes that are just as athletic, if not more. Whereas in the 90s, and this is a credit to him, by the way, in the 90s, you didn't have people matching that athleticism. He really was just a unicorn. 6'6", not crazy size, especially in a center-driven league.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking a vertical and unique ability to get his shot off in any way and contorting his body that a lot of guys in that era couldn't. Whereas now it would be just incredibly. Could you imagine Giannis Antetokounmpo guarding Michael Jordan?
Right.
How fun that would. LeBron versus
the length
Michael
and
Jordan.
How you would score. Yeah.
James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. You've got a lot of athletes now that I think match it athleticism wise that you didn't have in the 90s, which is why I think it helped him so much. Aside from the fact that his teams were really stacked with good teammates.
Yeah. Is there any great players we haven't done one on that we want to see? Like all-time athletes? Because they 30 for 30s have covered a lot of different guys now. I mean, this has been around for a number of years. And there's not only 30 for 30s. You've had HBO Sports. You know, the Magic and Bird one on HBO was
have
a great one.
Have they done one on the Gretzky-Messier Oilers?
Yeah, they did one on them. I would
was
like
it a 30 for 30?
It was a 30 for HBO had or NHL did some, but I don't think.
Well, I want Gretzky alone.
Just a standalone Gretzky piece.
Yeah, I'm a guy that knows Wayne Gretzky holds.
Oh wait,
every
they did one on the trade, didn't they?
Yeah, they did one when he was traded to LA.
Trade, yeah,
and what it meant for.
Give
for
me
Edmonton.
Just a Gretzky one. That would be fantastic. If you could go NFL, I know we've done interviews, but like I want an in-depth behind the scenes. All raw tell-all on Barry Sanders.
Hmm.
That would be one for me. Because Walter Payton had one and was really well done.
The Payton one was great. Yeah. I mean, they've covered a lot. And some people wondering, is this going to be all hype and nothing to it in the Jordan one? Time will tell.
Could be.
That depends on Jordan.
It depends on how much Jordan's willing to.
But if he's signing off on everything, then hopefully he's not going to have any editorial input.
Right. 10-part docuseries. What do you think? Netflix and ESPN, 30 for 30 pairing up to do Michael Jordan. It's going to be entitled The Last Dance. What do you think? Intrigue level 55305. Let us know. We also need to get to some fun with audio coming up next as John Cena begging on national TV, good look or bad look, and HBO might have the funniest thing of the summer coming, and we got the trailer to play for you. Those are next on The Fam. We have a no-hitter going on in baseball right now.
Yes, we do.
Jordan Lyles is no-hitting the Colorado Rockies down in San Diego. He is through 7 innings.
Well, he might get a single. Nope.
So we just jinxed him. Yeah. So they're in the bottom of the 7th. Lyles himself just grounded out. Padres lead 4-0. We will update you on that. If you're a Padres fan, sorry, we just jinxed it. Okay. A lot of texts came in, by the way, at the fan text line last segment, 55305. Apparently, the NFL Network did a Barry Sanders NFL Life piece, and those are pretty good if you've seen those.
I haven't seen those.
They're decent. Not quite as in-depth as a 30 for 30 can go, but pretty interesting kind of introspects there.
I'll have to check it out then, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people texting in. Wayne Gretzky, of course. And the first one was on his trade. It wasn't on necessarily his life and kind of how he got there. It was about him going from Edmonton to L.A., some of the other athletes we got sent in were Tiger Woods a number of times, Randy Johnson, Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson. And one that I agree with, too, that I would love to see is Brett Favre.
I thought they did a Ricky one.
I thought they did,
too. A Ricky Henderson one? Really?
Yeah, I think they've done a Ricky Henderson one.
They've done so many at this point, it's easy to forget which ones they've done and they haven't. But the Brett Favre one's interesting, you know, coming from the South and high school coach was his dad and going
traded
to Southern
from the Falcons.
Right. You know, Falcons, Glanville hated him. That'd be pretty interesting, right?
What was
there.
The other, can you read off the list before Favre?
Ricky Henderson, Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Randy Johnson, Tiger, Griffey.
Yeah, I was going to say on Tiger. I don't know if there's anything Griffey would give us that we don't already know, but Tiger's in that Jordan air.
He sure is.
What I mean by that is I don't know if he would ever.
Tiger
sign
would
off
never
on that.
To consent
right.
to having somebody else
you
outside
have to talk
of
about
his
the
control.
Sex scandal. I mean,
yeah.
He could maybe 25 years from now, but he's not going to do it right now. Like, Jordan wasn't going to do this right after he got done with the NBA, but now that he's been gone for. Well, not gone because he's still part of the Hornets, obviously, yeah. But it's taken him a long time to be able to sit down and open up. Potter says Lenny Dykstra. That would be entertaining.
Lenny Dykstra would be an interesting
and
one.
And John Daly, we got in a bunch. John Daly, they did do one on John Daly, which was actually pretty good.
I never saw the Daly
the
one.
The Daly 30 for 30 was pretty solid. And, you know, kind of what happened was what you thought happened. That was the John Daly
That's
one.
Probably why I didn't watch it, because I'm like, I already know that story.
Yeah, and one last one. One idea I had, too, I thought would be great, is a 90s steroid era of baseball. If you could ever get the guys to open up.
Here we go. go away from the player angle and you show me how the league executives, managers, and media all benefited from the era, and then right. show me them all being hypocrites.
Turning a blind eye, or how they turned a blind eye, knew right. what was going on, but expose did nothing about them. It. That would be a pretty
Get
good
thing. Get Vice News to do that piece for us.
Yeah, yeah, I need some in-depth there. Okay, let's have some fun with audio, shall we? How many people know when the royal wedding is going to be? Because I just found out it's on Saturday, and I had no clue.
I only knew because it's been plastered all yeah. over everything.
This is still a thing. I don't know why we have to care about this. We won the Revolutionary War, so we didn't. But here we are, another royal wedding. And HBO is doing something.
Is he even next in line, by the way?
I don't think so. I think
I know William is.
His older brother would be, right?
But if he dies, is Harry next or is it the kid? Is it William's kid?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Contingencies. Where do we go?
Right.
But HBO is going to do something with Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. They're going to have a live show apparently on. And here's the trailer.
Hello from London.
We're in merry old England for the royal wedding, live on HBO.
Yes, indeed. Merry old England. Right, right. Cheerio. Good on you, mate.
What?
That is not good.
That was pretty good. Cheerio, mate.
Is that not how they talk?
Look, there's not many things that will get me to care about a royal wedding. I think they're pointless, and I don't know why we paid so much attention to it. I might have to watch this. This is going to be funny.
Give it to me on demand. I'll watch it. It would be funny to go back because I don't need to follow this live.
Live royal wedding coverage.
By the way, upset of the universe. You seen Meghan Markle's dad?
I have seen headlines, but I have refused clicking those stories.
No, I don't care about the story. Have you seen what he looks like?
No.
Go Google the future royal duchess or whatever she's going to be's father.
Okay.
Unbelievable upset that she is as hot as she is.
And she came out of that father.
I mean, look, he's not the ugliest dude I've ever seen, but I looked at him probably three different times and just, I cannot believe that's his daughter.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're right.
Stunning upset.
How did that happen?
Because you see the mom and you go, I get it.
He can't be the dad.
No.
There's got to be something there.
Yeah, because her mom is...
Give me a paternity test.
She beautiful, dark skin, you know, beautiful woman. And you see the guy and you're like, oh,
huh?
What happened?
What?
But they produced a beautiful child.
That they did somehow, some way. How about that? So that's happening. Royal wedding this weekend. The other bit of fun with audio we have. This happened. Was it today? Is that what it's called? With Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Hoda, yeah.
They pound wine at like 7 a.m. on yes. CBS. Is it CBS?
NBC.
NBC. Well, John Cena recently separated from his fiance and,
like a week before their wedding.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. And, the girls in the office know about this, but he went on the Today Show
yep.
today.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday. Today, yesterday, and had this to say.
It's all messed up. The point is, for anyone out there speculating on what's going on, I love her. I want to be with her. I want to make her my wife. I want to be the father of her children. I just want us to work. And that's so just from here. And all that other stuff you see is BS. I'm just trying to live life without her on a very emotional set of time that has been very difficult for me. But we're here. We're here.
We're here.
We're here.
We're here. Yeah,
we're in the present.
This
we're
is what
now.
I want. This is what I want to do, because if you're watching going like this or watching shaking your fist, I think the greatest takeaway from all this, I really do. I know for a fact that I was in love, and I've never been in love before. And I'm telling you out there, it's real. It's horrible. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I hurt so much because I know it was there and it was real. And every day I take that and I have that. And if I never have another day with Nicole, I will take 6 years with Nicole over 5 years and 364 days any day of the week. And I'm so grateful. And if she's watching, I'm grateful for being able to stand by her side for 6 years. And that's what should make you smile.
Anybody else uncomfortable?
So uncomfortable.
Anybody else uncomfortable?
Does anybody yes. think that's a good look other than females?
Well, she no. did. She did a red carpet event that day, and they asked her if she'd seen it. And she said, I saw that he was on, but I didn't see yeah. what he said. And the guy said, basically, he wants to be the
yeah.
father of your children. And she turned to her friend or sister or something, and they gave this look of like, boy, that's the biggest BS I've ever heard in my life.
So, yeah. And then if you see the video, the funniest part is Hoda and Kathy Lee just wanted to make him the meat in their cougar sandwich like nobody's
so
business.
So bad.
The funniest, like, we were, Swag and I were talking about this before the show, and I started playing the video, and like three of the girls overheard that sit next to us overheard this. Wait, John Cena did what? From like the other cubicle, and they come running around, and the reaction that they all had, like in sync. Aww.
Really?
Same time. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Why did she leave him at the altar?
I don't know. I think the speculation was he's a very selfish individual, only cares about his career, didn't want to have kids. And now he's coming out saying he wants to be the father of her children.
Somebody said he doesn't care what we think. He cares. He just melted the heart of every single female out there. That he did.
Except the one that he wants.
He's setting up his...
If he actually wants her, who knows? Maybe he's just melting hearts out
there. He's just setting up to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, he's got something cooking.
I don't know if he needs to go to that
level. There's a larger scheme for John Cena. I'm not buying it.
Well, I just saw that and I kept thinking, The Rock could make me believe that he felt this way. John Cena cannot.
I could tell me, not John Cena.
There's something to that, right? Where John Cena is basically trying to be The Rock 2.0. He's in all these movies. He just did a kids movie that bombed in theaters. You know, he's the big brooding guy, the heavyweight champion of the world. And he's his whole thing is on persona and charisma. You can't quite sell me like The Rock can.
The last time I felt that uncomfortable was when the Blurred Line singer, remember he cheated on his lady?
Robin Thicke.
Yeah, and then he made the like Come Back With Me, I Miss You song that was just weird.
Yeah, I do remember that.
He ended up not working.
He ended up hooking up with multiple hotties.
Yeah, that happened.
You ever done anything close to that embarrassing?
No. Nowhere near that.
Did you ever have one weird moment where you tried to get an ex back and you realized, all right, now I'm just being weird? I had one moment in my youth.
Okay, save it. We'll get to it on the other side.
I mean, it's not really that. It's texting and calling, and then you're like, what am I doing?
I think, well, we've all been there. Hey, you up? By the way, we blew the no-hitter for the
Packers. Way to go, Dirt!
That happened. Jordan Lyles. He had a perfect game going.
Guess he's not built for it.
I think he just gave up a leadoff single. So, okay, we'll do that. Also, get back into Golden State's dominance, answer some poll questions
Ohio
on them.
Ohio State? Anybody?
Ohio State
you
news.
You still haven't found it?
That doesn't exist.
It does exist.
We will get to those next.
Big first. Ohio State football news. You guys seriously haven't found it? I'm gonna wait till
the midnight. Hey, welcome back in. 236. Boston and Cleveland tonight.
Boston!
Did you see what LeBron James was doing today? Did you see?
No.
He was practicing early in the morning.
Oh.
He's ready to go for game two.
His pregame workouts are nuts.
They're pretty intense.
Like, they say he simulates, body-wise, almost an entire game the day of a game.
That's a little crazy, but... Maybe makes sense why he's been doing it for so long.
I think it works for him.
Clearly, there's something to it. Yeah, we were talking before we went to break there about embarrassing things that you've done to try and get an ex back. John Cena went on today and basically ranted about how he wants to have the girls' kids and all that stuff, get married again. And I racked my brain over. I don't think outside of like a drunk, why did I call that many times and why did I text that many times?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I have anything to the John Cena level.
No, I mean, I think middle school, you go through different stages. High school, you have some moments. Yeah, mine weren't even like creepy. They just, you know, when I first got a cell phone, which I didn't get a cell phone until after high school, which shows you where I'm at in life. I did have one moment where I text... Probably too many times. Had a couple phone calls.
Yeah.
Were you ignoring me? What's going on? And then, like, I think it might have been literally the next day or maybe 2 days later, and I just sat in a living room and I was watching TV and I thought...
It hits you.
That was dumb.
What am I doing?
What am I wasting my time for?
Why?
And I moved right on.
What is happening here?
So I've been in the low spot. I've been in that low spot of, please share the affection towards me.
Come back to me, Nikki. Come back to me, all right?
You rebound. You're young and you rebound and you realize there's a lot of fish in that sea.
Yeah. All right, let's get to your Ohio State news. You've been teasing this for 45 minutes. I have a huge feeling it's going to fall flat, but I'm curious where you're going with
it. So, one, I'm kind of disappointed because Swigard is giving me the disappointed mom body language right now. The hand on the hip.
He is.
Body's kind of turned to the side. What do you have to say, Brandon James?
Yeah, get it out.
No, big news for Ohio State football, which was announced about an hour ago, is the AD came out and announced that the Michigan AD said he wants Jim Harbaugh there till he retires.
You thought it was the Ohio State AD, didn't you?
No, I'm making a joke.
No.
Because Jim Harbaugh can't beat Ohio
State. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's big Ohio State football news.
That's what they pay you for, huh?
Sizzler.
Okay. All right. I don't really know where to go from there, but let's try and pick up the pieces of this segment.
I was just pointing out that he's over three and
rebuild this thing from the ground up.
Can't beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's celebrating today because they know that Jim Harbaugh is going to be there forever.
Okay.
So they're basically going to be undefeated against Michigan.
They're never going to lose that game.
They're going to be undefeated against Michigan for the next 15 years.
It is never going to happen. Okay, let's get to some Golden State Warrior poll questions because they're dominating and they ripped our hearts out last night as basketball fans. How about these? I asked, are the Golden State Warriors beatable? There is still 22% of our audience that thinks there's a chance.
Well, are you saying beatable in a game or a series?
I would hope people think series.
Maybe you should specify that next time because they are beatable in a game.
Yes, of course. They
might
lose
in a series.
A
no.
game. 14% of people said Houston has a chance. 8% said whoever wins the East.
Wait, what did you say?
14% said it's Houston that has a chance. And 8% said whoever wins the East has a chance in the NBA.
22% of people on that poll think that.
So maybe I just did more.
One of these teams can beat them in a series.
Yep. And then I also asked, is Golden State with Durant, never had a playoff series going past five games, good or bad for the NBA? 60% of people say bad for the NBA.
Okay.
27% say ask me in 3 years. See where this thing goes. And 13% say it's good. They love watching it. Love seeing the dominance.
I can appreciate liking that brand of basketball in the moment. And right now, mentally, I'm probably at the first option, but I voted in the middle. Let's see where it's at. Let's wait 3 years before we announce that this is a clear-cut, nobody's going to ever come close to them situation.
I think the biggest challenge for them and what has made them so unbelievably consistent over the last 4 or 5 years at the top level is, the starting five is great, but we've seen great starting fives before. But the fact that they've been able to keep that bench, but you look at West, Livingston, Iguodala, how long are they going to be able to, one, keep them for whatever salary those guys may want, and two, how much longer can those guys still get it done in the NBA?
How close are they, Swigard? You can give me a little more reference because I know the teams, but you watched them live. How close are they for you, starting lineup-wise, 1 through 5, to a Celtics or Lakers in the 80s?
Oh, they remind me a lot of the Lakers.
Yeah. Kareem, Magic, Worthy. I mean, just having that group, I don't think they're quite there. They don't deserve to be there yet because of what Magic and Kareem's
career were. Yeah, but you also have to remember there were, I think, 10 fewer teams in the NBA.
It's a good point.
So you had Michael Cooper coming off the bench. You had Michael Thompson coming off the bench. They both had, when they started, they had Kurt Rambis at the four, then A.C. Green at the four.
Yep. Byron Scott.
So,
as somebody asked a fun question earlier at the fan text line of how does it end? Does it end by them breaking up like the Beatles? Does it end by a debilitating injury? Does it end by it just doesn't? They just get old and they continue to win? Or does it end by another team being created that can't actually beat them in a series?
I'm going breakup. And I don't think they're going to have a bad breakup. I could see somebody like Draymond getting to a point in his career, where he has accepted being that third fiddle and he wants that opportunity. Now, this could be in 3 years and he makes that decision, but I'm going to vote the breakup thing. I don't want injury to happen to any one of those guys. As much as I don't like Draymond, I would never wish injury on him. I'm going to say they break up, but it actually be a pretty cordial, like, guys, it's an amazing run.
It's been a great run.
Everybody kind of knows going in. Draymond's Woj tweets a year out.
Yeah.
Draymond starting to feel that he wants his own team, or Clay, or whoever the hell wants to move on.
Did you see Clay again last night, by the way, post game, what he had to say?
No, but he was really stinking good last night.
He was in the game, and then I believe they interviewed him. And yeah, he basically reiterated, he was like, look, I'm a key member on a team that's got a chance to win a title every year. I get paid a lot of money. I'm living in a beautiful city in San Francisco. There's millions of NBA players that would love to have the chance that I have. I'm not ruining this. He reiterated.
And I think a lot of that
$77 million.
He's happy, man.
Well, and a lot of that is, look who his dad is, who was the number one draft pick, was the guy in Portland and then eventually made his way to the Lakers, came off the bench in a six-man type of role for them and won his titles.
Did you see he did a written piece on, I think, Slam or something. I believe he lives in Oakland. And he is, you say Oakland, you're like, oh, God. He's not slumming it, man. He has got a nice house on a hill overlooking everything.
Yeah.
And him and his brother live together.
The other thing to consider is Steve Kerr and his, with all of his health issues, how long can Steve Kerr, you know, you hope he's healthy and he's all over that nonsense he had with his spine and all that. But if things were to
ever... Do you think that makes a big difference?
I was going to say, there was a point of me last night, Swigard. I give Kerr credit for the implementing of Draymond.
He also has the tough part of Luke Walton came in and won more games than him.
Could you be on the bench for the rest of this series and they beat Houston?
I think in an individual series, yes. I'm talking about if you want to sustain
five,
6, 7 years, understanding how to... when to push the buttons, when to lay off, how to massage all those egos and keep everybody on the same page.
Right.
I think that is where...
But could I put you today and you coach the rest of the year for them and they win the title?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could.
Because here's the thing. Kerr is great. He deserves his fair share of credit. He also, let's not act like he is this perfect coach. He completely flubbed and lost in the championship against LeBron and Kyrie. Playing Anderson Varejao and Festus Ezeli was the dumbest thing he could have done, and he did it. And then last night, I thought it was funny, he subbed KD out in the midst of KD just scorching the Rockets.
KD was so pissed last night.
KD was pissed and went back in about 30 seconds later.
Yeah, sorry, Kevin.
They went on like a 7-0 run, and Kevin Durant comes right back in there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I apologize. Something for you to ponder, too, over the break, Swigard. Somebody texted in, very emphatic, Showtime Lakers. Beat these Warriors in 6.
What rules are you playing?
That is a good question. So, ponder that one over the break. Also, we got Game 2 in Boston tonight. Does LeBron James bounce back? And an awesome story happening in hockey that I hope people are paying attention to. They're not, but...
I'm going to tell you.
You should be, and I'm going to do my PSA on hockey in the final segment next on The Fam. Hey, welcome back in. 2:50, Isaac and Suk coming up top of the hour. I'm just going to leave this here, and we're gonna let this marinate overnight for tomorrow.
I love marinating.
You got to marinate your meat. So, Lucas Glover.
I just let that hang there.
Let that sit there. Lucas Glover. He's a PGA Tour player. Do we know who Lucas Glover is out there?
I'm aware of the name.
Yeah. Okay. So, he's a PGA Tour golfer, and he did not play well at the Players' Championship over the weekend. Not good. His wife was arrested after she reportedly attacked him and beat him up for not playing well in the tournament.
Whoa.
Whoa is right.
Wow, she went Tawny Catane on him?
So she has been charged with domestic battery, resisting arrest, and if she's found guilty, she could face up to 1 year in jail. There are more details here, and I'm just going to leave this one here, and this is what we'll let marinate overnight. So apparently he was talking, this was in the Daily Mail. Lucas was talking to deputies after this happened, like as the arrest was taking place. And this is what he told them. He said, when he plays a bad round of golf, Krista proceeds to start an altercation with him. She tells him he's a loser and he's a female body part and he needs to fire everyone. And if he doesn't win, she is going to take the kids and leave him, and he will never see the kids again.
Well, I don't really know how you let that marinate, given you just told the whole story.
I can't pass this up.
It was too juicy. Dude, you couldn't let it marinate.
I read this, and I was like, oh, my God. What? She said this to the cops as she
Why is Lucas with her?
That I don't know.
Yeah,
right?
That's the question. We need to figure out. Dude, you're a professional golfer.
She's clearly unhinged, and this is not the first time this has happened. This sounds like it's a normal thing in his life.
She apparently was like in the cop car trying to kick the door out.
Jeez.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. So she apparently told the cops. Yeah, I'm just going to get into this now. She told the cops as she was getting arrested, wait till the PGA Tour hears about this. You will lose your job. This is why cops get shot in the face. Wait till I talk with the judge. You will be bleeping fired over this.
She's got to be on a drug.
There has to be something
here,
right?
Or she clearly has a mental problem.
The mugshot, not great. Something's going on there, but...
She's probably hammered drunk at these tournaments.
That's...
You know,
it's like bipolar stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. What is a guy supposed to do in this situation? Like, I kind of felt bad back when Ric Flair was getting slapped around.
But he said, how did my ex-wife end up with Lucas Glover?
Ric Flair was getting slapped around like a few years back, and people are like teasing him, like, oh, look at Ric Flair, just get beat by his wife. What does a guy do in this situation?
What do you do? I don't know.
You're not hitting her back.
You got to go bear hug, strong bear hug, wrestle to the ground.
Okay, and then what?
Either get off or just leave.
She's not going to stop.
You just got to leave.
Just hold tight.
I don't know.
Go boa restrictor and just wrap it around and don't let her leave.
I do. There's a huge soft spot for me of I don't know what a guy does in that situation. That's not an easy circumstance to deal with.
This is nuts, man.
I mean, eventually you do leave, but like in the moment, that guy just finishes his final round. He didn't have a good tournament, and this woman's trapping him in a corner and starts slapping him, punching him, kicking him. You're like, this is domestic violence, lady.
We're going to talk more about this tomorrow.
Well, what more is there to talk about?
I'm going to do some digging. I'll do some research tonight. Find out more about Krista.
Why don't you get her on the show?
Let's reach out to Krista.
What if she's like, I don't recall any of
it. I don't think she's going to use her one phone call on us.
She could. You never know. Never say never, Swigart. Hey, real quick, who wins?
What did the cops say when she's like, this is why you get shot in the face? What?
Wait, excuse me? Real quick, who wins? Showtime Lakers or current Warriors? Current rules.
Current rules? Warriors. Oh, then the Warriors.
Old rules.
The Lakers.
Warriors. Ooh.
I just think the Lakers would be so caught off guard watching a team shoot that many threes.
Now, didn't they play? Happening? They played against the Paul Westhead Nuggets back then.
Was it the same?
Not quite like this. Not quite.
I'll look at the numbers tonight. We can bring that one back. That one's fun. I don't know who guards Kareem or Magic.
Yeah, we can have that fun hypothetical question tomorrow. Who wins that game?
If Michael Cooper can come out and hand check Steph, he's not going anywhere.
Okay, who's guarding KD?
I'll let Worthy bang around with him.
Who wins tonight, Cavs or Celtics?
Celtics.
I think Celtics.
Give me the Cavs.
I think the Celtics win tonight.
There you go. And watch Ovechkin tonight, please. Watch Ovechkin. Keep an eye on it. Just keep an eye on it. Especially if this game turns out like the thrilling game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
I've been told it's 73 degrees outside right now, so.
It's cloudy. Sit inside and watch hockey, okay? Let's go. Sacrifices, people. He's got a chance to go up
3-0. Can we get a...
Wow.
Vegas.
All right, bed music's
versus...
done. Good job. Shut up and get out of here.
Look what you did, you little
jerks.
Tomorrow's
my Friday.
Tomorrow is Swag's Friday. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.